John Koski of Bessemer owns one of the largest cattle farms in Michigan. He says gray wolf populations have devoured more than one quarter of his cattle.
We have two farms. We've had cattle on both farms for well over 100 years. Since 1998, we've lost more cattle on our farm than any state of Michigan and any other farm in the state of Michigan. And it's well over $100,000 worth of losses now.
Retired appliance repairman Philip Lupa of Bayfield County has had gray wolves stalk his property. He fears for his grandchildren and his German wire-haired pointer.
I'm retired. I'd get up. The first thing I'd do is I'd strap on a shoulder holster and shove in a pistol. My kids were playing out in the yard. I was sitting on the deck with a shotgun with double-aught buck. You look, there's nothing there, and you turn back, and they're standing there.
Although most people at the public hearing want wolves taken off of the endangered species list, Jamie Wilson of Ashland says the wolf population is as high as it was before Europeans arrived in northwestern Wisconsin.
We are currently seeing overall wildlife populations around the world plummet due to humans and their ever-expanding activities. We know that top predators are needed for a viable ecosystem. Delisting the wolf will be detrimental to the wolf, to the environment.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will decide on its wolf delisting plan later this year. Wildlife groups have sued to block previous delisting efforts and have raised some concerns about the current proposal. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.